Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. And, you know, I wanted to tell you about the ways you can listen to Free Talk Live. Not only are we on more than 120, I think we're on about 120 great radio stations right now, two XM channels, but there's also, if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, there's live streams. You can listen on the Internet. There's, of course, other satellite options. We've got the free-to-air satellite where, you know, you've got to kind of get set up for it. But it's free once you have it that way. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com and the listen lines where you can dial a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live on your cell phone or wherever. You know, you can listen on your regular phone, corded phone if you wanted to. But I found it useful when I don't have enough sort of bandwidth to get data and listen to the show. Well, I can listen by just using my cell phone and get better connectivity that way. It's listen.freetalklive.com for all of those options. Stephanie, there's a sexist Kickstarter.
Not my description.
All right.
It's Wired.com's description, but yes, apparently there's a sexist Kickstarter. So this is by Aaron Coulter from Wired. Kickstarter was wrong, but not just because it tolerated a sexist project, he says. So there's the Kickstarter pitch for Ken Howinski's book called Above the Game sounded relatively innocuous. He wanted to share his method for, quote, meeting new people, or specifically for men meeting women. At least until the comic Casey Malone found and reposted Reddit comments from Howinski that actually discussed this behavior or this philosophy for succeeding with women, which advocated everything from creepy behavior, says the author. For example, don't ask for permission, be dominant, force her to rebuff your advances. To outright sexual assault, for example, don't ask for permission, grab her hand and put it right on your manhood.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. So apparently this is what the guy said who authored this book and then was doing a Kickstarter campaign for the book. The Kickstarter description for Above the Game stated that as much as 50% of the content in the book could be pulled directly from his forum diatribes. So basically this is stuff that he posted publicly on the Internet, and okay, it was likely to be in the book that he was doing this Kickstarter for.
And so it's called Above the Game because this is a reference to Neil Strauss's The Game, which is all about pickup artists.
The original pickup artist book, right?
So how to be better than the game. Is
yeah,
that right?
This is the next level.
The next level is when you take her hand and put it right on
your spot. Right.
You don't trick her into doing it. You do it for her. You just take it and okay.
Yeah.
So that seems bold, and I wouldn't recommend that, and it might even be felonious, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no lawyer, but I'm maybe taking somebody's hand and putting it on your crotch. It might be felonious. I wouldn't try that particular trick.
No, and I can say that if someone did that to me, you know, unless it, even if it was like my partner, I would consider that pretty inappropriate.
I think it might be shocking, like through genes, right? It might be shocking. I don't think it's worth going to jail over.
No.
If you give my opinion on this, but I think it's, you know, like, I don't like propagating this kind of silly behavior because it doesn't do anyone any good. Now, this might work one time out of 50 or something, but the other times it might get you harmed physically. It might get you thrown in jail, as I've said. I just don't like it from that standpoint. I mean, is the guy claims to be a comedian? Is this all a big joke?
No, a comedian was the person who outed the author of the book.
I see.
The author of the book is, I don't know what his background is, but
he's pretty funny. I'll give him that.
I have 2 points on this. One is that, first off, cavemen did not even do this. There's no anthropological evidence that that's what they did.
Not a lot of anthropological evidence for what they did, period, but okay.
Well, that's changing. But anyway, the second point is that this book, if it actually gets out there, is going to sell gangbusters. I mean, it's going to sell insanely.
Well, probably. That's why Kickstarter Kickstarter, basically Kickstarter allowed this page to go on, and then like when this Hoopla came out, they kind of like did an about face and said like, oh, we were wrong, you know, like they totally like retracted it and took the page down. But you know, before somebody kind of exposed what was going on,
how would they know though? I mean, is it Kickstarter's job? Okay, Free Talk Live has a bulletin board system, a forum, message forum that we call BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. I'll admit it's not as active as it used to be. I think Facebook probably took it down. But I don't care. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. If somebody posts something on the BBS, I'd have no clue, and I don't feel I'm whether, you know, legally or morally culpable for what somebody posted up there. Kickstarter's a place for people to go and post their stuff.
I'm sorry. I actually read this wrong. So that wasn't actually what happened. So I'm trying to summarize this article, so I'm sorry I got the details wrong, but
sure.
Basically, there was a private email that went to Kickstarter about this campaign that was complaining about it and saying, hey, did you see what this guy was writing? He's advocating basically sexual assault. Why is this campaign up? And so Kickstarter called his comments abhorrent, but was still allowing the project's funding to continue.
Okay.
And they were taking 5% of the proceeds or whatever.
Okay.
So people are kind of calling them out as, like, hypocritical.
This company faced boycott pressure. It's probably the first boycott pressure, or among the first boycott pressure Kickstarter got. Mm-hmm. They've learned some lessons. We're moving on. I'm not going to get all huffy about it. If I boycotted every business that didn't feel the same way I do about every single issue I feel, I wouldn't be able to do business with anyone, including my wife, with whom I disagree on some issues. So,
and I was just about to say, good thing you're a farmer, but...
Right? She grows the garden. I can't even eat her vegetables because I disagree with her on some issues. I think that, you know, they put their pressure, the social pressure of the boycott. I'm not always a fan of boycotts, but okay, in this instance, it doesn't sound bad. The article at least doesn't make me feel like it's a bad bad idea. So, you know, I'm glad it worked. Am I ready to say, never use Kickstarter again? This is outrageous. No, I'm not going to do that. I just don't. I think that this, you know, this silly dude with his, his avocations, among others, being to, be very dominant in a situation. Like, boorish, I think, is probably the term
Rapey?
I would use.
How about?
Yeah. Raping?
Rapish? I don't know. I mean, it's getting close.
Let's reserve the term rape for rape. I think that this is highly boorish behavior.
Consensual.
If somebody's allowing you to take their hand and put it someplace, even if you surprise them, I don't know if we're talking about consensual non.
It says don't ask for permission.
Why do you need to ask? You can't. Okay, so now we're getting back to the old debate of, there was at one point colleges that had this policy where a man should ask a lady every time he wants to take the situation one step further. May I touch your hand? May I caress your shoulder? May I kiss you on the mouth? May I kiss you open mouth? May I touch your breasts? Like, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, this isn't the way people work.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can ask those questions and obtain consent in a way that's sexy and fun, and it's not, like, boring like that, you know.
You may, if that's the kind of, you know, sex play that you
want. That's absolutely what I do.
Well, yeah,
I get consent.
Play that way.
but
I don't think that humans operate that way, and to suggest that it might be rape to do anything else is flat out nuts.
Well, then let's write a book about how to operate that way.
How to operate which way?
Like Stephanie was talking about.
Yeah, how to get enthusiastic. How to get enthusiastic consent before you
do anything. It will be the second book written.
But that's the problem. Is the scary thing is that the book that's coming out isn't that. Isn't
right.
Like how to consensually deal with, you know, the opposite sex. It's how to take the opposite, literally take involuntarily the opposite sex. And I find that pretty disturbing. I don't want Kickstarter to censor. Okay.
I think this whole controversy is going to probably get him more attention for his book, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, it's going to sell a little crazy, no doubt about it. I don't want Kickstarter.
I think his advice is bad because it is boorish, his advice is bad because it is rape.
Yeah, but this is essentially becoming a banned book, and I purposely buy banned books, you know, I mean, just because they're banned. So, you know, this is just all the attention is going to make this sell more, in my opinion.
It could very well. I don't know. I mean, I would recommend against people following this advice. It sounds quite boorish and could get you in quite a bit of trouble. And, you know, that's that. If boorish stuff worked, then drunk people would get lucky all the time. 855-450-FREE. No, they don't. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board this evening, and I think it's a very interesting article we're reading here about a sexist, and I think that that's a good term for what we're talking about here. What it was called?
Kickstarter project.
That's the right term. Anyway, let me tell you about BitcoinStore.com. BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Many of these items are the kind of consumer electronics that you want in your life right now. Tablets and laptops and desktops, flat screen TVs. Everything that you might want from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, that's Ingram Micro, at a 0% markup. There are no costs for credit card, running credit cards at BitcoinStore.com because they don't take dollars, rubles, euros, or any other political currency. They only take Bitcoins. So go check them out at BitcoinStore.com. Get some Bitcoins if you don't have them. Spend the Bitcoins that you do have, because this is the easiest way to turn Bitcoins into real-world wealth.
I think Brian has his eye on a computer at the Bitcoin store.
I do. In fact, I was going to say, they have some models there that I can't even get from the brands, that I can't get from whatever company they got it from.
I've heard that, and I'm completely incapable of backing that statement up. Once I say, well, I hear they have models that they don't have anyplace else, then somebody's going to ask me a question. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely make that claim. I could even, tell you the model number.
Right. That's what it takes, is somebody who knows.
That's right.
855-450-FREE. Stephanie, we're talking about a Kickstarter here, and I guess it has, I think it seems as though there's been a bit of, more concerns about sexism on the internet since Facebook got sort of called out on it. And maybe now they're,
I think there have always been people who have been concerned about sexism on the internet.
I just don't think that it's sometimes been the coverage, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes it kind of comes in waves, some controversy will happen and it'll get people talking about it. And then inevitably, yeah, there's the feminists who jump in, and then there's the men's rights activists, and they kind of butt heads, and then nobody changes their mind.
I wish these people could get together, because what these people want is for people to be treated fairly. And
I don't think all of them want that. I think some of them want their gender to win, whichever
on both
one
sides,
it might be.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I have never heard a men's rights advocate say things like that. I have heard boorish things said, and I think that that's what this is in this circumstance here, is this guy. And this guy's, what he's advocating, what he wants to do is sell a book. But the people that are going
to
buy
the book. He also wants to be able to grab women's hands and put it on his crotch, right?
There's that point, and thanks for
and
resetting
not get
for
their
us.
Permission.
And, I have no problem with somebody essentially informing people how to do things better. I don't have a problem with somebody putting out a how-to guide on how to build a wooden table, a how-to guide on how to find a better mate, or a how-to guide on how to date. I don't have any problems with any of those things. This sounds like a really bad how-to guide, is what this sounds like, and one that could potentially get somebody thrown in jail. I think that if you go to the, to the wrong bar, you go to a bar, random bar, find random woman, place her random hand on your random crotch, you could find yourself in a random jail cell. Now, this is the way this article presents this story to me. Maybe the author of the book has other plans on how to do this. I don't know. I can say that I have been groped without my consent in real life. I did not report anybody to the police. I did not feel raped or defiled or any. I was surprised.
Did you like it?
I think I liked the attention that I received, but I did not want that attention from that person. I certainly wouldn't want it to have gone any further.
Mm-hmm.
But I could appreciate somebody wanting, being interested in a sexual relationship.
What if it was a man who groped you?
They have.
And what did you think about that?
I thought, appreciate that they, I appreciate where they're coming from. I do not want that attention from them. I do not.
Did
want
you feel
to go
scared?
No.
No.
You see, and that's part of what I think the problems are, at the base of it as far as the sexes go, is if you say that men are scary, that's a sexist statement, right?
I think I would feel scared if somebody touched me without my consent
any,
and grabbed my hand and put it on
gender
their
gender or just men?
I think I would feel more scared if it was a man.
Right, and that's a sexist.
I'm just being honest.
Right, and I don't disagree with you, and I think that it's a sexist world, baby. Right, like I have no problem with that. I don't mean baby in the sense. I'm just saying.
I might feel more scared if it was like a very physically domineering woman. You know, or it, you know, if it's like a toothpick kind of skinny guy, that, or like, you know, guy that's really short and I could probably overpower him, I might not feel as scared.
I've seen you wrestling. You can probably overpower somebody about your size, too.
Yeah. I practice.
Right, you do. And that's fine. It probably makes you feel more powerful, and I think that's a good thing to have.
Well, I don't want to, like, walk around living in fear, and I don't want to let it ruin my life or anything.
And I don't want to be judged based on the actions of other men in the past, right? Like, so men are more likely to rape than women? All right, I'll give you that. But that doesn't mean I'm more likely to rape than in somebody else, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, think that about all men. However, if I get
more scared, you said you would be more scared if a man.
Well, if I got a clue that a man might be capable of committing rape, like for instance, like if he was showing a complete lack of regard for like what I wanted to happen in that situation, mm-hmm. or if he literally like did grab my wrist and like put it on his body somewhere that I didn't want it to go, that would be a clue to me, and I would feel scared because like, okay, if he's doing this, what else is he going to do? You know.
I also want to I want to outline some of the difficult worlds that. That men have to sort of navigate, that I don't think they get any kind of credit for, is that we live in a world where rape is considered a crime of dominance, right?
Yeah.
And that if you want to, that most women, it seems, have sexual fantasies around being dominated and have an expectation that a man will be at least bold in the area of dating. So,
or active, or, right. Take an active role, and they're more passive.
So,
yeah, I agree with you. I was going
to
say,
fine little margin that one walks along in there in order to be successful at this dating game, and a lot of people aren't successful.
Sure.
All they want to be is successful.
Sure. Yeah, I can recognize that, and it's difficult because, you know, it's true. Men are expected to be sort of like the aggressors, but then if they're too aggressive, then they're called creepy and they're called a rapist and all kinds of stuff like that. So I can see that
creepy is a very deadly word. As far as an individual goes, if a woman uses the term creepy on a man, I think it should only be for the creepiest of people.
Yeah, but on the other hand, like, there is behavior out there that's genuinely scary.
Yeah,
you know, and that's genuinely threatening.
Absolutely,
and that is actually rape. So. I mean, you know, everybody's kind of in a difficult
but
spot,
get
which
a lot
is
more
what
credit for rape than men do. More men are raped in this country than women are, and it has
because
to
of prison.
Yeah, but that's due to prison numbers
and military.
Yeah. That too.
Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, we're talking about two places that are certainly male dominated.
But that's important to point out because otherwise, it sounds like in society, women are like the aggressor more often, which I don't think is true.
Yeah, I don't think that that's accurate. I'm just saying, claiming that men are raping men.
Well,
and
is the problem this whole dynamic where men are supposed to be the pursuers and women are supposed to be really passive? I mean, personally,
how are
I don't
going to change this. Do you think that
I
might be?
I don't really subscribe to that.
Human nature, though.
Maybe there's a little bit of that in there, but
strong sociological current. There,
I think a lot of it's cultural.
That's what I mean. Like, but that culture might be hundreds of thousands or millions of years old.
Maybe.
I don't know about those numbers.
855-453 Free Talk Live. You think they're that old?
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about here in the last couple of segments, this Kickstarter that was about this book that gave pretty bad advice as far as how to be dominant in dating and to men. And we've been kind of, you know, talking about some of the challenges genders have sort of navigating the waters here. And, you know, nobody really fits perfectly into the gender box. And I think that's
yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah.
But for those that do fit well into the manly gender box, the manventureoutpost.com.
Wait a minute. Great segue. You're a pro, Mark.
I'm clawing here for a good segue. Because the fact is they have lots of items for women there.
Yeah, your wife got some stuff for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yep, I don't think that women's clothes are by their nature sexist, simply because they're designed for women. But they do have them at manventureoutpost.com. including tents and boating equipment, other kinds of apparel, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tactical flashlights. I saw this dude who got a flashlight from manventureoutpost.com, wanted to show it to me, and I thought I had this bright little flashlight. I have this this Tiger light, and I believe it's at tiger.freetalklive.com if you want to go check it out. It's the T100. But this flashlight that he had, It almost set the grass on fire. It was so bright. Anyway, you got it from ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get one, too. They're family-owned. Members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Just before we went to the break there, I suggested that perhaps the culture that that we have currently, where men tend to be the pursuers in romantic sexual relationships, whatever it is that one wishes to describe these relationships as, is cultural. And maybe that culture goes back, you know, farther than even you know, Homo sapiens.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, you know.
I would disagree.
And there's a possibility that we can sort of look at some, they're not hominids, primates, and sort of see some level of evidence for this. But
yeah, but you can also see contrary evidence. Okay, like with bonobos, the females will initiate sex with each other. With males, you know, like they're, it's not all like the male just clubs them over the head and then they kind of like give in to it reluctantly, you know?
Jesus. Is that what it sounded like I was saying?
Oh, no, no. I'm okay. Just, that's the most, that would be the most extreme example. But, you know, I think female bonobos are pretty active about, you know, seeking out sexual encounters. But then again, maybe with like chimpanzees and gorillas, it is actually more the males who are pursuing
generally.
And the females are more passive. Yeah.
It is cultural. And I've heard an interesting, I need to check this a little more before I just go spouting it off. But, you know, it's your responsibility actually to check everything that you hear in this world. And so I'm
Absolutely.
Suggesting that if I'm wrong, please let me know, is that essentially there's a cultural difference between chimpanzees and bonobos. And not much difference. That a river separated these, you know, two primates when they kind of split off in their, you know, from their tree. That this is essentially a very similar primate. And that most of the differences are cultural. And it had to do with the amount of sort of abundance on one side of the river as opposed to the other.
Theoretically, yes.
Chimpanzees had less abundance. And they eat meat. They, you know, have a much more hierarchical system. You know, bonobos, vegetarian, and they do like this group sex thing. Sex
yes.
is like just this, you know, an incredibly important part of their cultural, you know, hierarchy.
They even kiss.
Yep. Okay.
Which is important. Not a lot of animals do that.
But they use sex to, you know, get what they want from
to
other
people. To resolve conflicts.
To resolve conflicts. Lots of reasons. And it's fascinating to see, but we aren't bonobos and we aren't chimpanzees.
Right.
So, and we have our own sort of cultures around sex. Do those differ from place to place? They do.
Yeah.
And some places you have this, you know, much more overt matriarchal society. I contend that we have a matriarchal society here in this country. However, not overt, and there certainly is a patriarchy that one can talk about. But you can see these ones where women initiate all of the sexual contact, and that men, you know, are the ones that kind of sit around and, you know, twiddle their thumbs and wait for it to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, very interesting. It's essentially a reversed role.
Yeah.
I've heard explanations as to why women would be the ones that would wait around, because, you know, they sort of have a much higher cost to sex than men do, you know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, so why wouldn't they pursue somebody who was the best?
I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have more subtle means, generally, of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I have an interesting perspective, I think, on this, because I'm bisexual, and so I, you know, I'm interested in women and men, or some women and some men, not like I'm attracted to every person that walks the earth or anything.
Indeed.
But
I think that's it's a silly thing about bisexuals that's said, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's
You're
a myth.
Attracted to some people, and some of those people are men, and some of those people are women.
Right. And I honestly have trouble sometimes like making things happen with women, because it'll be like both of us are really passive, you know, like nobody kind of wants to make the first move. Whereas with men, it's just a lot easier. And I don't
it's
know.
A lot easier. They'll just put their hands on you, right?
No, they don't usually do that.
Okay.
I mean,
certainly offer.
I can think of times where I've pursued men, you know, and I can think of times where I've pursued women, and I just feel like less comfortable in that role. You know what I mean?
Of pursuing women.
Of pursuing anybody, I guess.
Okay.
It's hard to pursue for me, because I think I grew up learning that, you know, I'm supposed to just kind of sit back and let someone come to me.
Anybody finds this easy, by the way, because pursuit means that there's a country music song out there, and I don't know the name of it, but it basically claims that the best batters strike out 9 times out of 10, and they're referring to being at a bar and hitting on women. And I think that's a pretty good
shotgun
number.
Approach.
I don't think that is the shotgun approach. I think that's a pretty accurate statement of what if you're expressing an interest in women of sort of your caliber, whatever that might be, that's about the numbers that it's going to take in order to make things happen, especially in those kind of situations.
But isn't there a certain amount of like getting sort of like judging whether you want to even express interest in the person? Because I know, like, for me, I don't just see a woman and think, oh, she's attractive. I think I'll ask her if she wants to, like, go back to my hotel room or something. You know, like, I want to talk to them and get to know them. And then if I feel like there's chemistry, then maybe I'll go a little step further. And if I'm getting a response to that, maybe I'll go a little further than that. But
isn't that the only way to do this? I mean, I don't think... I'm not advocating for what this author is, which is, you know, take their hand and put it on your crotch.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm...
You have to talk to people before you're in that...
Yeah, you talk to people, but I'm saying I don't think I would really put myself forward so much unless I was sure that I was going to get a yes. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, quote, strike out 9 times out of 10 because I would never let it get that to that point where I was, like, making a swing, I guess, if you use the baseball metaphor.
Yeah. First off, I mean, you do have to talk to them, but you never even... I don't think that a person even has to ask the other out. I think it can literally just naturally, like, merge. You know, it can just come together on its own. But the other point, just something else I want to bring up is that, you know, in this battle between, you know, men and or MRAs and feminists or whatever, I mean, I consider myself a feminist, but... The reason
Mark is looking at you with this horror.
I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about.
Okay,
and I'm not sure why you're not a men's right activist too. But go ahead.
Well, the reason being is that I consider myself a feminist, I guess, is or part of the reason is that why are men MRAs?
Probably because they've been treated badly by the legal system mostly.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's legal system or it's how much because they ask themselves this question. Why won't this woman go out with me?
Maybe.
What's wrong with me?
See, there's an issue.
As to where feminism is, leave me alone. You know, the MRAs seem to be not leave me alone. They're like, why can't I get what I want?
That's a petty place to come from, but that's assuming that you're right.
Right.
My interpretation of men's rights activists is generally has to do with mostly around children, their children, their progeny, and their inability to see them, and concern for how they are misunderstood by people unto whom they are coming. What's a come on? Right? trying to ask out is that they feel like, you know, they feel like a rapist simply because they're trying, probably unsuccessfully, to ask somebody out. That's how I see it.
Yeah, but then that's the thing is, why won't they go out with me? And they get mad because the person won't. Where the woman just wants to be left alone.
I think if you're listening to their cues, then you won't feel like that, you know.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. So, apparently the FBI has been droning folks here in the United States. Is that what's happening, Stephanie?
I wasn't really surprised to hear this. I totally thought they had already, like, everyone already knew this. But apparently, yeah, the FBI director just came out and said, yes, we are spying on people with drones in the U.S.
I'm really interested in hearing that. But real quick, check out QuantumVibe.com. Quantum Vibe is a web comic. It's a science fiction, futuristic, voluntarist, a woman from a voluntarist world who ends up sort of traveling the solar system, seeing and increasingly statist worlds, and running into different troubles, some of them the hazards of space, some human treachery. And in her goal of assisting a mad scientist with his vision to help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind, or so they hope. Check it out at quantumvibe.com. If you do read Quantum Vibe, get the new graphic novel that's coming out. It's called Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's only $15, and it's a great way to support the work that Scott Deeser does on Quantum Vibe. And if you haven't yet read Quantum Vibe, do it. It's a great great comic. You know, maybe you know, read a few and then start at the beginning. And
yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's an incredible. I mean, just like great ideas getting put out there. The whole business. Yeah, I love it.
I love that he explores many you know different ideas in there. But
yeah, in the way that only science fiction can sometimes.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So it's quantumvibe.com.
All right. So FBI Director Robert Mueller said today, and this is not today, but. Oh, maybe it was today. I don't know. It's relatively recently.
We're just so used to not having fresh news here on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's 6/19, so this was actually from a couple days ago. So Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, said today the Bureau was surveilling the United States with drones. The revelation came during an FBI oversight hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee that and comes as the Bureau, along with the National Security Agency, are on the defensive about revelations that they are obtaining metadata on Americans' phone records and Americans' private data from companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and others. The FBI is not alone in monitoring the U.S. with drones. Federal agencies use them to survey U.S. borders, help fight wildfires, and survey dams after hurricanes. Dozens of local law enforcement agencies nationwide deploy them, too. Now, I mean, how much you want to bet the amount of drones that are surveilling, you know, hurricane damage and wildfires is a fraction of a percent compared to the border enforcement drones, the domestic spying drones, the drones from police departments, and all that.
You know, I don't know what the numbers are. I would suspect if they're going to trot this out, the first place they would trot it out in places that people wouldn't argue. Sure, use drones to fight fires. Who's going to argue that?
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to argue that. I mean, you know, if it's a great idea, you know, use drones to fight fires. If as long as we have private companies that fight, government organizations that fight fires, I suppose they should be able to use the best means to do so. Currently, I'm against the government being able to forcibly extract wealth to fight fires and think that private companies could probably do a better job. However, that's just me. Mm-hmm. So currently, we have to deal in the paradigm we're in, and once they can use a drone for something as obvious as this, it's much more likely that they will use a drone for other things. Lots of Americans would support drones on the borders, but if they can spy on people sneaking across the border, there are people that live near the border,
yeah.
And then they're spying on them, and then they're spying. You know, well, I think they might be helping these miscreants sneak up across the border, and then you pretty
yeah,
much
and what
you're
are
spying
these,
everywhere.
What do these drones do? Do they have little guns that shoot at people as they're sneaking across the border, or
I don't
are they
think
just
so.
Following them? Or
it's all cameras today, but 1984 was all cameras too,
right?
And I think that that's what Americans are concerned about, is that, you know, governments love to collect information. And when they collect information like what are you doing wherever you're doing it, at some point in the relatively near future, there will be enough computing power owned by the United States government that they will, in fact, be able to know where you are, what you're doing, predict where you will go in the future, individually, all 300 million of us. They will have, you know, they'll be able to type in Social Security number, you know.
Well, they're going to need a computer to keep that straight, because
they will need a big computer.
That's just a lot of data.
It is, but, you know, it's very true. A lot of people think, oh, that's crazy talk, you know, that's nonsense.
It's not.
But it's not, because
well, Google Now does it.
Right. I mean, yeah, Google Now knows everything I'm doing long before I go to do it. Also, Twitter, you know, there's been studies that have come out where they've used Twitter to detect when there's going to be a rash of the common cold in cities, and it worked.
I thought that was Google, but okay.
No, it was by tweets.
Okay. So, you know, that somehow or another they know that, but this information, it's coming. It's coming that they're going to know when you get up, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. And, you know, it's a frightening future. The government loses information constantly. If you're comfortable with the government having all this information about you and everyone else, then hopefully you're uncomfortable that they might lose it, and they lose their information constantly. There's always a news story out on it. And this is what concerns me. I mean, if I'm willingly giving
what's
information
worse, like,
to Google,
identity thieves getting your information, or the government having—I mean, it seems like the government could potentially do worse things to you than private criminals, right?
I worry mostly about them sort of tailoring the news to us. That basically with journalism has gotten, as nearly dead in this country. Journalists just put out, there's a third of the journalists as there were a couple of decades ago. They just put out the government memorandums that they get, the press releases that come in. They publish them as news and call it news. And there's not much asking of questions these days. So the government, which is now keeping far more secrets than they used to, I'm supposed to be the government. I'm supposed to be able to make these decisions. I'm supposed to have better information. And I'm getting fed more and more bull crap. And how in the world can we make decisions? I'm paying attention and I'm getting lied to. The average individual out there who's not paying attention, what good is a democracy if you don't have any information and with which to make a democratic decision? I'm against the concept of democracy, but the concept itself requires information, and at this point, the government's become too powerful. We lack the information. They've got it all.
But here's the beauty, is that all it takes are a lot of Snowdens and Bradley Mannings to come out and say, this is what we're doing, and guess what? We document ourselves, too. And they'll show it, and then how can you argue it? Nobody can argue with Eric Snowden.
They do.
Well, they consider him a traitor, but no one's arguing that the information's false. In fact, the President Obama even had to come out and say, yeah, this is what we're doing. So the accountability is going to be able to go both ways. Granted, it's going to be harder on the end of the individual. Because
but the sad part is you're not going to get another Snowden. Look at the cost to Snowden. At least it's difficult to get another
Snowden. It'll be difficult, sure.
Look at the cost to this dude. He's had to run away to Hong Kong, and now he's gone to a third country that he cannot reveal because he's afraid he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. And there are plenty of people listening to the sound of my voice right now that are saying, yeah, I hope he does spend the rest of his life in prison. Those people are going to get the tyranny they demand because tyrannies are so much easier to have than freedom. Freedom is difficult to have, and there are people that wish they could release the information like Snowden does, but they're going to say, you know what, it's not worth it to me. If I want to be free, I'll just go to another country and I'll live out my life, and then perhaps the long arm of tyranny of the United States won't reach quite that far.
Yeah.
Why should they do anything else?
Yeah, but even then all the people of conscience, are going to end up somewhere else. And
I hear you.
That's where things like the Free State Project come in. And then the change can really happen because then there's all these, these wonderful minds that have put all this together. And maybe then they can achieve their own freedom against this kind of tyranny, or at least against the tyranny of privacy. I will admit, though, I'm a little concerned about I'm very, very concerned about people wanting like this. There's this escalation that occurs. I was talking to somebody at Porkfest, and this is one of the great things about Porkfest is you talk to such amazing people. But I was talking to somebody at Porkfest about this, and they said, yeah, all this time being spent on like fighting against privacy, against drones, against the NSA doing their business and all that. Are there more productive things we could be doing during that time?
Like?
I don't know. But that's the question.
Our stuff, I suppose.
Well, yeah, but even that's escalation when we could possibly be working on other things, like, maybe coming to New Hampshire or creating intentional communities or something like that.
Striking the roof.
Yeah, sure. And maybe privacy, and here's a kind of a shocking statement, but maybe privacy is a false dichotomy anyway, in and of itself.
What do you think?
855-450-FREE. You can tell us what you think about privacy, because clearly many people are happy to give it up to different organizations. If you give it up to Google, why wouldn't you give it up to the government? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Your calls when you make them.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.